Walker.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We'll start in about 1 minute when the time comes. Mm-hmm. Today's class is a Tikkun HaZohar class, and we'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. The last row, I believe it's row, the second column from the left. When you open up that landing page, the Tikkun HaZohar landing page, scroll to class 2B. And that will open up to section 2B. And we'll start with the L'shem Yechud. L'shem Yechud, Chud Shabarichu, Ishkin, Debitzi, Lurchimu, Utsi, Lurchi, Lurchimu. Le'achta, L'shem, Yudhe, Bavalhe, Yechuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah. La'asok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhino amadunai Elohinu aleinu maasei yadeinu kanane aleinu maasei yadeinu kananehu. I believe somebody else came online. If you need to know the location of the class tonight, which is section 2B in the or class 2B on the landing page, let me know and I'll. So, section 2B. Mila u'shabbat ot berit v'ot shabbat k'tiv b'chon shelach t'shalach et ha'am v'ikud shabarichu t'yuhud ishtakach shekin t'adayahiyu. Yud min Adonai, Yud min Yidei Vavhei, Betzarich Barnash, Tela Yishtakach Bekol Yoma, Pechot Metarohu, Be'ila Alya Admar V'naregen, Meparid aluf de'avid alufai alufya de'alma de'shakinta nubayit mar ba'o otayo le'olam de'kora berit milach olam Hugin daot tefilin nuva ot ferit tekura verazad mila mi ola yud olam la nu hey shemaima reish. Tivin mila u'sofai tivin yudhei vavhei betafilin nuvachadu diketiv v'chaya leot al yadka yadkeha V'al kein d'tzafora, da'it mar v'soka, ta'chaya l'tzel omam v'gomer, v'yehu lashon sakach shema kakat be'ayesh ima al b'nei b'neiya afruchim dilat lat chadasim v'tare b'dalad b'di aravot v'lulav o b'tzim dainun utrugim b'kol had sh'yura yoraya ובקבצה ואילם דרשימים בכון כתיב עליהו להתקח האם עלת האבנים תתעלת חדשים רמיזים לתעלת אבן תרבי בדה Aravot latari naviyoi Kishot lulav tzadik kitmar Yifrach itrug d'remez Lishikin ta suka Ramiza l'imi L'demas kakat alayhu Ha'inun di'ihu Choshven suka Kachvav chas v'ilein Dila natilin Tamaniyah Lekabel yuktu nak Ilein samenin V'yadivon Kiti b'chon shalach t'shalach Kat geter hachma d'la t'shirin Ilein b'ilein tamaniyo L'ma meho kol ho Asar safiran b'kol na'anu L'na'anu d'na'anua t'lulav Uminav Bekol pekuda Uch kuda Be'al hai tzafor Karamezu Ravanan Behagada Devatra Derava Barbacha Tzina Dehawa Azil Besif Yidnata v'chazale ha'iyo Tzafra d'yama Me'ate ad k'r solalo Uman sapur ha'kachad Me'ilin afruhi O me'anon b'itzim Afruchim kedon parchim dilav inun gamer barabi matna matmitata Ve'ila o mevanim shit inun me'ala letata tachot Ime alma'a ila'a Dehabitim Mesitra Deime ta'ta'a Inundihi Be'etza afrochim Mesitre de tzadik Me'tata le'ala Ela la hava, ela meilen afrochi, v'tzadik shemaya, amudach adame ara'a adrakiya, V'alaya itmar ki yof ha-shamayim yolich et ha-kol kol. The direct purpose of creation is to become that which is envisioned. When you start with a perfect image, you end up with a perfect form. The idea of perfection is included in both Yuds, one from Adonai and one from Yudke Vavke. Therefore, what you have respectively is the image and its reflection. The image is feminine and its reflection is masculine. Tefillin is feminine. The scrolls are the vessel for the holiness contained within. It is what we absorb in its wearing and daily observance. The sign of the covenant is discussed in detail next. The circumcision is symbolic of the attachment to heaven and the letting go of the earthly nature that seeks only for itself, as in the ego in a limited view. Here the acronym Milah, who will go up for us to heaven, expresses that aspiration for connection that is only accomplished by a conscious act of awareness. Tefillin is the reminder that we are becoming one with heaven. The central idea here is the covering with the bird that covers her children. The Shekhinah that covers the sign of the covenant and the lulav and the myrtle branches. The sukkah itself, all of these are covers. Without these covers, which also includes tefillin, there is no separation of Keter and Hachma from the distinction that between what is covered. What is covered and what is separated, continuing the theme of you shall not take the mother upon the children, and you will surely send away. When you are attached to, absorbed in, or peering deeply into the mystery of Torah, you are covered by Torah. This means that not only are you open to everything that pertains to the particular area you are studying, but you are also open to the whole of Torah, which in its totality is the unity of Hashem. Baba Batra, Rabba Bar Hana, was going on a boat and saw the same bird in the sea that comes up to her ankles. And this bird here, or one of those chicks, are from those eggs. The bird with the sea that reaches to its ankles is Netzach, and the hod is called eggs or chicks that are the resultant of the higher Ima, which could be called Tiferet. The sons are the six Sephirot from Keter through Tiferet, whereas the eggs are the results of the gestation of above, now emanating from the lower Ima in Yesod, and by extension, Malchut. At the level of Tzadik, chicks emerge from Malchut through Yesod, or from it below to above. The seed that spreads to the 50 gates is called the higher mother, Bina, and then flows below to the ankles of the fowl called Netzach and Hod. These pillars of Netzach and Hod represent a filling from above, and then the immersion from below. This is consciousness that is being developed. Yesod, the foundation, integrates the 50 gates from the 10 expanded Sephirot, from Chesed to Hod. Yesod is the lower throne called judgment, which takes place just prior to the manifestation field called Malchut. The sound that is carried is the echo of intention that is kept intact via the middle pillar, which gathers together this sound and transmits it below and above. It is Mem Tet, symbolized in the Shema, that maintains this essence of unity as a part of the process of the continuous creation that takes place and is recognized via the voice of God upon the waters. The voice of God upon the waters is consciousness, becoming aware of its own making. The six sounds, or perhaps echoes, are Zeranpin, with the seventh echo being Yesod. Every instance of Ima refers to a gathering, then of thought, that is then released through the abundance of overflowing, or the infinite mercy of the Holy One, blessed be He. Prayer ascends, has wings, and refers to our thoughts, in line with the holiness that are reaching above. The 18 blessings are the ladder through which our thoughts ascend, providing a consistent anchoring above and below, in effect, becoming the current or life force that gives prayer its upward direction. Shekhinah rides upon the current of prayer, which is her chariot. There are two aspects of prayer. One is Adonai, which is the Kavanah of the heart's desire, and the second is Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, which is the actualization of prayer. Its rising up becomes the image of the reflection of that intention. The angel or Malach is the synthesis or the connection that links between the two, producing the current of thought or the Shekhinah. Ima in Yesod and by extension Malchut, at the level of Tzadik, Chicks emerge from Malchut through Yesod, or from below to above. The seed that spreads to the 50 gates is called the higher mother, Bina, and then flows below to the ankles of the fowl, called Netzach and Hod. These pillars of Netzach and Hod represent a filling from above, and then the immersion from below. This is consciousness that is being developed. Yesod, the foundation, integrates the 50 gates from the 10 expanded Sephirot, from Chesed to Hod. Yesod is the lower throne called Judgment, which takes place just prior to the manifestation field called Malchut. The sound that is carried is the echo of intention that is kept intact via the middle pillar, which gathers together this sound and transmits it below and above. It is Mem Tet, symbolized by the Shema, that maintains this essence of unity as a part of the process of the continuous creation that takes place and is recognized via the voice of God upon the waters. The voice of God upon the waters is consciousness becoming aware of its own making. The six sounds, or perhaps echoes, are Zeranpin, with the seventh echo being Yesod. Every instance of Ima refers to a gathering, then of thought, that is then released through the abundance of overflowing, or the infinite mercy of the Holy One, blessed be He. Prayer ascends, has wings, and refers to our thoughts in line with holiness that are reaching above. The 18 blessings are the ladder through which our thoughts ascend, providing a consistent anchoring above and below, in effect becoming the current or life force that gives prayer its upward direction. The Shekhinah rides upon the current of prayer, which is her chariot. There are two aspects to prayer. One is Adonai, which is the Kavanah of the heart's desire, and the second is Yud-Keh-Vav-Keh, which is the actualization of prayer. Its rising up becomes the image of the reflection of that intention. The angels of Malach, or Malach, is the synthesis of the connection that links between the tube producing the current of thought, or the Shekhinah. During Shabbat, the connection between the two names of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud and Yud He Vav He is not established side to side, but rather through the middle pillar, which is called the Righteous One, meaning that a simple understanding of the unity of the Shema is enough to carry the blessings filled with prayer during this recital. The sound of the recital of the Shema and the one with wings will tell a thing. This is the speech of direct prayer and not through an agent. My commentary. What is a direct prayer? What is a prayer that goes through an agent? So far, this is not explained. The implication is that the Shema is a direct prayer. That's the end of section 2B. Are there any questions? So our classes tomorrow, there are four of them, starting at 7:30 in the morning. There's a Slichot service. And at 4:30, there is a class continuing the preparation for Teshuvah. At 7 o'clock is a Zohar class. And at 8:30, there is a Tikkuni Zohar class. I bid you all shalom, a good evening, and we'll speak to you soon. Shalom to all.
Thank you.
Good night. Good night.
Thank you.